just a lot of different things that, well, you hear it all the time, you know.
Can you tell me about different types of bread that you know about?
Bread?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like rye bread and corn bread and wheat bread or whole wheat bread and sour bread and flapjacks and of course now a lot of them coming out, they're waffles and this, that and the other. And
have you ever heard flapjacks called anything else besides that?
Well, there's a lot of people, they get them mixed up. Now you take a hoe cake, that is made out of meal, a kind of a cornbread, and it's generally cooked at a fireplace. And there's sourdough biscuits, there's sourdough or hot cakes, mm-hmm. and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just all kinds of, there's so many different cooks and chefs and all got different concoctions they fix mm-hmm. up and call it different things. It's just...
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think of cornbread, do you think of this big round thing about so thick that you couldn't
well,
skill it?
There's a corn pone, and then there's a regular cornbread pan, or you can cook it in a skillet. You can cook it in an oblong cornbread, or you can cook it in a skillet, a round bread, or you take a, and a lot of women folks used to, especially if it had cracklings, the cornbread cone, and then there's another. Oh, the nigger woman, she's up here in the rest home now. She worked down here at this chicken dinner place for 35 years. And she makes a cornbread, a hot water cornbread.
Mm.
It's white, no egg in it, and everything. And she makes it up in a pone will be about this long and about that wide and about that thick.
Mm.
Now that's pone corn, that's white pone cornbread. And then there's crackling bread, they can cook it either in the pone or they can cook it in the skillet or in the regular pan.
Have you ever heard of these things that are kind of round, made out of cornmeal, might have some onions in them, people like eating with
what
fish?
What do you call them, corn dogs?
Corn dogs.
Or hush puppies.
Hush puppies, yeah. Like eating with fish?
Yeah.
Those hush
yeah.
puppies.
You know where they got the name? Well, I've heard a lot of people say there's a couple of fellas, a bunch of them was fox hunting. And the cook was there, and the dogs got coming in, and he was kind of late. The dogs got to hollering, barking, wanting to feed. So he had taken a little piece of this here, took and cooked it out there, feed the dogs, keep them quiet. They called them hush puppies.
Mm.
And some of them got to eating them, and it was so good. That's a great dish now, get these hush puppies. Well, that's got the name. If everyone keep the dogs quiet, we call them hush puppies.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever heard of any old-fashioned way of cooking cornbread? You make it in the fireplace, maybe cover it with ashes, something like
well,
that?
Well, now let's see. You know, I've heard of, they call that ash bread. And I heard a fella talk about it, I didn't know what he was talking about first. Well, I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of ways that have been cooked, but there are different people got different names for it, you know.
Have you ever heard people talk about a corn dodger?
Yeah. Well now, a corn dodger and these corn pones that my mother always called them is all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people say that basically they're just two types of bread. There's the kind that you make at home, you call that homemade bread, and then there's the kind you buy at the store,
bakery.
You call bakery bread.
Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's lots of people, you know, they say, oh, this is home cooked bread,
mm-hmm.
and this is bakery bread, such as that. And you take in the way the women used to cook the light bread and such as that and buns,